that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And historically, as we talk about the women's suffrage movement and the centennial of the 19th Amendment, Black people, we still had obstacles to voting. On the line, you know her well, Sarah Sharon Sanders Brooks, former member of both the Kansas City Council and Missouri Legislature, currently an activist and historian. And as we acknowledge this day, Sarah, you know, how are you feeling? Because there's so many connections to Black women and the women's suffrage movement, particularly in the Midwest.
Exactly. And I have a range of mixed emotions. There's happiness, there's sadness, and then there is, I'm reinvigorated by it all. The thing about it, when we talk about the suffrage movement, when it's written about or discussed, you hear three names, white women, Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Alice Paul. And when and if they decide to include African-American women, you hear four names. All these women are well and deserve their honor, but it's more than four. You hear Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Ida B. Wells, and Dr. Mary Church Terrell. All of them were outstanding women. They did a lot, were very active in helping us obtain the vote. But here in the Midwest, our history is seldom told when you have articles that are written and books that are discussed. You have to really delve down deep to find out what was going on in Kansas and Missouri. And Kansas and Missouri were very active in the suffrage movement. We had Anna H. Jones right here in Kansas City, Ida Bowman Beck. She was the original founder of the Urban League of Greater Kansas City. And she was also the president of the Black Women's Suffrage Club here in Kansas City. And the club at that time had over 150 members that were actively engaged in suffrage. You had Josephine Solomon Yates of Kansas City, Kansas, the first African-American woman professor at Lincoln University. Carolina Carey Meeks Langston, a journalist and activist in Lawrence. Langston, that is the mother of Langston Hughes, the poet. You had so many women that were active in the movement, but their story was left out. And I say intentionally left out. When the sixth volume history was written about the suffrage movement by Susan B. Anthony and the others, you had six volumes that they wrote, not just one volume. They wrote the books from 1881 to 1922. Now, how did you forget to incorporate the names of the African-American women that you initially were working with? Because before there was a split, African-American women and white women were united. But unfortunately, racism raised its ugly head. And they said, oh, it'll be expedient for us. We can get the vote if we don't also include the Black women, because the South had a problem with that. And that caused the split. That's when African-American women said, okay, we out. We're going to form our own organizations. And they did. And they were active in the movement. So I encourage people to please consider reading two books. African-American Women in the Struggle for the Vote, 1850 to 1920, and African-American Women and the Vote, 1837 to 1965. And I wanted to be clear, when the 19th Amendment was passed and ratified, that first election, African-American women did vote in 1920. And in certain states, they voted in significant numbers. In Virginia is one, because you had an African-American woman candidate that ran statewide in 1920, banker Maggie Lena Walker. But sadly, after they saw how many people came out to vote and how excited the women were about voting, that's when the laws started being enacted on the state level to enact poll tax, literacy tests, and intimidation. And sadly, in some states, within 10 years, Black women had lost the right to vote. So let us be abundantly clear. If it was not, but it was not until 1965 in the Voting Rights Act, the Federal Voting Rights Act. That's when the majority of African Americans in the South and the majority of us nationwide were freely able to vote. So though it's a victory, it's a celebration of the commemoration for 100 years, but it has not been 100 years for African-American women and other women of color. As you do your research, you will find out they have their barriers too.
Well, we thank you for taking the time. I'm going to get this interview posted up so people can get informed. A historic year, you know, as having a Black woman, a major party ticket, also with her Southeast Asian and Indian roots on the ticket. We got to know the history that got us where we are today. Thank you so much, Sharon Sanders Brooks, for always being an informative source in our community. And thank you so much for what you do, sis.
Only the Black woman can say when and where I enter. In the quiet, undisputed dignity of my womanhood, without violence and without suing or special patronage, then and there, the whole Black race enters with me. Dr. Anna Julia Haywood, thank you for this opportunity.